Hi, Linda. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Thank you very much, and I'll try and be quick, Dr. Sherman, or I mean Dr. Wright.
That's okay. We're all doctors down there. We're not that at home, but down there we're all doctors, yes.
Right. Well, Dr. Sherman was who I see, and I appreciate him as well. I had been working with the clinic there on my diabetes and had really had great results using your berberine and the blood sugar vitamins. However, about a year ago, I ended up in the hospital for high blood pressure resistance. So then they put me on three different blood pressure meds, which I'm trying to get off of. So the things I've explored are for about now one session or a year, whatever, of the NUCA chiropractic for that atlas vertebrae.
Right.
That be fine and holding. Then I had the Cavitat scan at the clinic out there and found out they had that. So I got referred to a biological dentist.
Good.
Yeah, and she was great. I did go up to North Seattle and have all of my root canals removed. And then the biological dentist took off all the caps, about six of them, and there was electrical charge in there that was bad. And so now I've got that all done. And the thing I got to thinking about, maybe also that might be contributing, and I wondered your opinion. 45 years ago, I was at Virginia Mason for hormone therapy at the fertility clinic to have children. They put me on Stivestrol, which is now banned, and then I had Provest and Provera to have two children. And at that time, I was young, didn't think any more about it, thought I'd had my kids, so I completely didn't follow up with any hormone therapies, and the doctors didn't suggest it. And last night, I know this isn't anything that maybe you can help me with other than tell me maybe there's something I can do to strengthen things. I was at an urgent care clinic, and they said I had a uterine prolapse. And I was already going to be checking with an endocrinologist to get that 24-hour urine study so I could get back with Dr. Sherman. And I don't know. I know Georgetown University researchers I've been looking have found out that low estrogen or testosterone has been connected to diabetes. So I've got two things going on. Do you think at my age, 73, that the bioidentical hormones that you've developed would help me in any way with the blood pressure issues or the uterine prolapse?
Okay, ma'am. For one, at 73, bioidentical hormones have their greatest value to a woman if her brain, no kidding, her brain is prepped with certain nutrients that activate, or I should say reactivate, a part of the brain and allow the estrogen to do its best job. Now, Dr. Sherman knows about that, but just letting you know that we not only have to use the bioidenticals, but for the first few months, certain safe nutrients that allow them to do their best job. Second thing, you mentioned uterine prolapse. Okay, the uterine is prolapsing. Didn't it prolapse 40 years ago? Well, because the muscle that is the floor of the pelvis that holds the uterus in was stronger then. And guess what? If your testosterone is low, ma'am, that muscle has gotten weaker and weaker along with the rest of your muscles. I'm very sorry, but muscles depend on testosterone in both men and women, and there's nothing the Seattle City Council can do about that. It's just sexist. The muscles depend on testosterone in both genders. And so if your testosterone has dropped as low as many 73-year-old ladies, yes, that could help you with strengthening muscle. I'm not going to say it's going to save you from surgery, but at least there's some possibility that things would, uterine prolapse, would prolapse less rapidly if you had stronger muscle in that area. Of course, you would have stronger muscles everywhere else, too. Now, insofar as the high blood pressure, you probably know that one of the things that can lead to that is the diabetes itself. So I hope you're keeping the diabetes under control, but Dr. Sherman can tell you about many other natural things that lower blood pressure. Now, you've been put on three patent medicines, and I assume that they lowered your blood pressure. One of my favorite things to do, ma'am, is to just look at what the patent medicines are and say, well, this one works that way. And, oh, by the way, there's this natural thing that works exactly the same way and has less side effects. And that one works this other way. And, oh, by the way, there's this natural thing that works the same way and has less side effects. And a lot of times, all I have to do is look at the list, and if I'm not familiar and can't pronounce whatever the patent medicine name is, they all end in B. Have you ever noticed that? It's MAB or PAB or GLAB or something like that these days. Then I just look it up. Oh, yeah, that one's a calcium channel blocker. Well, magnesium does the same thing. Oh, that one's an ACE inhibitor. Oh, vitamin D does the same thing. And we can work people off. I didn't say overnight, but we can work people gradually off of their patent medicine and gradually onto the natural item that does the same thing without side effects.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I was taken off the berberine by the heart doctor because he was afraid it would interact with the medicines. However, I'm now seeing another weight loss doctor who said, no, you go right back on them. So I'm trying to get my diabetes back under control.
Good, and that'll help get your blood pressure back under control. And I think you said that you'd seen Dr. Sherman, and he knows all this stuff too. I'm just happy to tell you about it, and he can tell you about it in more detail.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling. And now I better shut up and get to a break.